March 27, 2010 at 8:30 p.m. More than 4,300 cities across 126 countries turned off their lights for Earth Hour. Now, Canada was among the leaders with more than 300 cities and towns participating. More than 10 million Canadians were estimated to have taken part in this official Earth Hour. Now, Earth Hour started in 2007 in Sydney, Australia. About 2.2 million homes about around that time turned off their lights for an hour to make their stand against climate change. Only a year later, Earth Hour became more popular and more of a global sustainability movement. And this created more than 50 million people across 35 countries participating. This year, the energy use was dropped by 2.06%. But you know what? I think that the world can do better than that. Like, why should we stop at 1 hour a year? The world should turn off their electricity for an hour each month. Or, you know, even each week. Even though that each week could be pushing it, but why not? A few candles lit every once in a while won't hurt us. We are so dependent on electricity that I couldn't believe it when there was a minute left until Earth Hour hit its end, that people were off their seats just ready to turn the lights on. Like, what has this world come to that we can't be without, you know, electricity, TV, or computer? Like, I miss those days with a family time where you sit and just play games. And this past Earth Hour, my family and I lit candles around the table and set out a game of good old Trivial Pursuit. And to be honest, I had a great time. I miss the old days of family game night and the days where people weren't so focused on watching TV or sitting on a computer or were so work-driven. Our world is very important, and without our help, there is going to be nothing left for our future. Earth Hour 2010 was reportedly the biggest Earth Hour yet, aiming to garner more than 1 billion participants' goal of 2009's Earth Hour. Ontario, excluding the city of Toronto, saw a decrease of 6% in electricity usage, while Toronto itself saw a decrease of 15.1%, which is nearly doubled from 8.7%, which happened last year. Including even the CN Tower, they turned off their lights as well. You know, I think more people can be involved, because even some channels, like even the National Geographic Channel, suspended their broadcast on March 28th of 2009 from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., which I believe they also did this year. But if TV channels and stations are getting involved, why can't other people? Why are there any games before and after the Earth Hour for sports leagues? Like, why don't they just plan to schedule games after Earth Hour or long before Earth Hour, so it ends before Earth Hour starts? Like, I think we just need to take a little more time to prepare for this, because we could be doing so much more. Electricity is very important. We need to learn about conserving energy for our future. I know I said that TV stations were turning their lights off, but also a lot of them kept them on to cover the event. But is that not doing the opposite of what the event is supposed to be? Like, why are we covering the event when we're still using electricity? Like, that's beyond the point. Like, they should be turning off their electricity. So far, Earth Hour is known to result in a drop of energy consumption, but not one power-generating station has reported lowered production of energy. And statistically, this relates to a zero effect on change of carbon emissions. Basically, what we need to do is we need more and more and more people to do this Earth Hour and even take, like, one car off the road, maybe for a day. Maybe we should have a day where there is no cars on the road whatsoever. People participate in that. Less cars, less carbon emissions. The main goal of Earth Hour was to create awareness around climate change issues and to express that An individual action on a mass scale can help change our planet for the better, and not about the specific energy reductions made during the hour.